To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Mike Lamp. President Biden signed a bill over the weekend that improves gun safety. It's the first such legislation in 30 years. Colorado's congressional delegation split along party lines when it came to voting on the bill. Republicans voted against it. Democrats, including Representative Ed Perlmutter, voted for it.
It helps the families destroyed at Columbine in my area and at the Aurora movie theater. This bill is pro-Constitution, pro-freedom, and pro-liberty.
The law provides funding for mental health, school security, and states that choose to adopt red flag laws. People in Denver will have a few more protections from their homeowners association starting in August. Denver City Council approved a bill that requires more communication between homeowners and HOAs, especially if an association wants to foreclose on someone. Advocates for LGBTQ rights in Colorado say they're concerned about the future of same-sex marriage following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Same-sex marriage is not codified in Colorado law. Access to abortion and contraception were made state law last spring. Garrett Royer is the deputy director and head of the policy team at One Colorado. He says the state should look to change that.
I think that it would be preferable to go through statute, but at this point, we need to make sure and guarantee that the protections that LGBTQ folks to marry currently exist and maintain in place in Colorado.
There's more on the Supreme Court's decision at CPR.org. The latest federal drought update has more than 80% of Colorado in moderate drought or worse. The driest conditions are along the southern border, with extreme drought in Rio Grande and Conejos counties. The latest numbers do not account for some rain this past weekend. And there's the chance for rain for much of the state later this afternoon. Thunderstorms possible along the Front Range and elsewhere. This is CPR News and KRCC.